Okay, yesterday we fielded a hell of a lot of calls about the NBN, about the cut-off time, as well as the black spots, so we thought we'd give Ryan Williams at NBN Co a call. Mate, the cut-off, it's May, yeah?
Well, look, I mean, in Mackay, there's a range of different people that have been connected and being disconnected at different times. So we've sort of had the majority of Mackay being done for a number of years, and there's other areas which are just approaching that switchover date now. So the easiest thing for people to do is if they jump on our website at nbn.com.au, type in their address, it will actually give you what that date is that you need to have your NBN switched over by.
What if you can't jump on the website because you're in a black spot and you can't get any coverage whatsoever? Because that's what's happening to me at the moment.
Right. So you can your service provider, so your telephone or internet company, is your easiest point of call. So give them a buzz. Ask them what the situation is in terms of needing to switch over to the NBN. But it is important that people understand that that switch doesn't happen automatically and that they actually do need to get in contact with their telephone or internet provider to make that switch.
Right. So, and then the whole, am I right in saying that if you don't switch over, eventually the copper connections will be cut and then you'll be up, you know what, creek without a paddle?
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of if you've got a fixed line technology, so if you're in the city of Mackay, North Mackay, that kind of area, absolutely there will be a switch to the NBN, which if you don't take action, will result in that landline being disconnected. So the easiest way to avoid that is to get informed. So get onto the website, speak to your telephone or internet provider, make sure you've made that switch before that disconnection date, and your services will be fine.
Okay. Look, a lot of the questions that were raised yesterday, one especially, can you still have a landline if you've got the NBN? Because we were all confused about this.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot myths going on around out there about what you can and can't do. So, yes, you will absolutely be able to keep your landline, but the way it operates is slightly different under the NBN. So, whereas you know now you've got your telephone or your modem plugged directly into the wall, usually with the switch to the NBN, you'll be provided a separate box, which will be, you know, a Wi-Fi router or a modem. That box now goes into the wall, and then your landline, your telephone handset, goes into that new box. So, there is a change that needs to be made, but you'll absolutely be able to still operate your landline.
Okay. I think I'm up to speed now.
Yeah. It's all gibberish to me still, Ryan. I'm sorry.
The website, what is it, just nbn.com, is it, for people who want to go and check that out?
nbn.com.au.
Okay, .com.au. All right, we'll put that onto our website. Ryan, thanks for giving us some more info on that this morning. Appreciate it, mate.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys.
All right, there you go. Ryan there from the NBN Co. So he knows his stuff.
Yeah.
Did you notice the phone sort of cut out a few times there?
I did.
I was going to say, about the NBN now being funny.
I wasn't going to say anything,
Karma. All right, Jay and Dave Taylor in the Triple M Street Patrol this morning. We head to Walkerston in just a second here at Triple M.